And now from Sin City, the hottest sports betting show in the nation, Friday Night Locks.
With your hosts, Justin.
But it would be really cute with all that they've gone through to get into the playoffs.
Tanya.
Well, this is a done game.
The Tampa Bay game, you were like.
And Jason.
Gonna shock and amaze you. Ready? Ready for this?
Two dads and a mom that make betting fun. If it's Friday, it's friends, family, football, and Friday Night Locks. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
All right, welcome back to the championship week of the NFL. We have four teams, two games, holy moly. But I do have one thing that I want to say before we go any further. This week, our pod, we are recording our 48th episode.
Yeah.
Let's go. Isn't that wild? So that's we're so two awesome. Away from the 50, so which is wild.
50. Well, actually, yeah. Almost.
Yeah.
This is our 48th, or we've
this, recorded. We are in our 48th.
Wow.
So
that's awesome. And I'll also say thanks to you. I think we have our best winning percentage so far.
Just 19-1. Well, you know.
Getting better with time.
Anyways, just thought you'd like to know that.
That's interesting. That
how are you guys doing?
It's a fun fact. Nobody's dope as Joe Burrow. He's just so fresh and clean. Do you see this ticket in my hand? This says Buffalo Bills.
Oh, no.
They were not counting. Add my own sound effect. They were not counting on Joe Burrow being so fresh and so clean, but we were.
The best part of it all is that his answers now are like, he's like Marshawn Lynch, dude. Now he says like one thing. They asked him, how does it feel? You know, la, la, la. I think it was Tracy Wolfson on the after the game sidelines or whatever. And he said, well, better send those refunds out.
How much did that motivate you coming into this?
You better send those refunds.
Because they sold out Atlanta Mercedes-Benz Stadium, home of the Falcons, for this final AFC championship game that was going to be played on a neutral ground after all that hoopla of what do? And they sold 80,000 tickets. Better get those refunds out.
I think that brings up one of my points that I wanted to say on this podcast. I think Joe Burrow is totally disrespected in the NFL.
Why do you think that is?
I think he likes that.
I'll tell you why I think that is. I think it's because unlike Kyler Murray, who gets a lot of fanfare, and unlike Lamar, who gets a lot of fanfare, unlike Patrick Mahomes, who's in a class by himself,
sure.
Joe Burrow doesn't make those flashy behind the back, scramble, corner of the end zone that they play on ESPN highlight reel. He just quietly wins. Mm-hmm. He's quietly perfect. He comes in with the sickest swag, which I said last week, fur coats, Kangles. Last week, matching Air Jordans to his jacket.
Smoking the guy cigars.
He has so much style. He's so understated, but I think what fuels him is just what you're saying, Jay. They sold tickets to that neutral field site. They were counting them out. I didn't hear one person say among Jalen Hurts and Geno Smith and all that. Not once did somebody say, hey, how about Joe Burrow for MVP? So my point is, I think that kid has a permanent chip on his shoulder. Mm-hmm. I think nobody talks about him because he doesn't make flashy, dramatic plays. But he's quietly becoming the most profitable quarterback in NFL, like probably since Brady.
Yeah.
So there's my Joe Burrow rant. I have three tickets left that I bought before the season started. Luckily for me, I guess right on three out of the four teams remaining. I got the Niners, Eagles, and Chiefs still alive with great odds. So if any of those three win the Super Bowl, I'm stoked. The one guy, and I'm proving my whole point, the one guy I didn't put money on was Burrow in the beginning of the season because I thought the odds of the Bengals getting back to the Super Bowl were against him. I wrote him off. Everybody wrote him off this year. But I'm here to tell you, ain't nobody dope as Joe Burrow. He's just so fresh and clean.
I think you would have, I don't know this for a fact because I don't do a lot of prop stuff. Maybe you remember this or we could probably look it up at some point. But I bet you the odds to win the AFC for Cincy were better than for Cincy to win the Super Bowl.
Mm.
And the reason I say that is because Super Bowl odds are always smaller, shorter, especially when you went the year before. Like, I think the Rams were 6-1, or, you know, Buffalo, they were all 4-1, 6-1, right in there. But I bet you that the odds, and again, just thinking out loud, for them to win the AFC might have been better than our logo falling
You're
behind
lying.
Us.
You're lying.
I love it. I love it. That's the way you celebrate 48 episodes.
Who was in charge of this art department? I was such a good point, too.
Your set dressing is giving up.
I love that.
Tired.
I love this for us.
48 yes. shows and it can't hold up.
As I was saying, I think the odds might have been bigger for them to win the AFC than they are to get to the Super Bowl because everybody was so sure. KC wasn't really even in the conversation.
No, they were not.
Buffalo, 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 Buffalo. So I guarantee you all those Buffalo tickets, including the one that just got ripped up, were probably a high priority as far as AFC and winning the AFC.
Correct.
And so now if they win on Sunday, that's two AFC championships in a row, two trips to the Super Bowl. The guy is from the state of Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
You know, tough upbringing, not a lot of money, has given back to that community so very much, went to Cincinnati, playing for his home state. What better? And like you talk about chips, there's a chip there. There's a chip there that Cincinnati doesn't get respect and the state and the city and all that doesn't get respect. And they've only been to two Super Bowls. Well, now they've been to three and they might go to four. But I think that, you know, just piggybacking on what you said, I don't know if it's the respect or if it's the flash, like you said, like everybody wants to talk about the shake and bake and the flash. And did you see that run? You always hear that. Did you see that run by Lamar? Did you see him go 9 for 9? Joe Burrow started that game off 9 for 9 with 109 yards and a touchdown in the first quarter.
And you know what I love?
In the snow on the road.
He doesn't do anything except for efficiently. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just super efficient. And I feel like, I think we on this show are guilty also because
100%.
He covered every spread. If we had just taken Cincinnati plus whatever points every single week, he covered, I think, did he go 22-3?
Yeah, but the last game they lost was the game that Ja'Marr Chase got hurt in.
Mm-hmm.
He got hurt in that game and they lost that game.
Right.
Week six.
So he's covered every spread since week six.
So then when Ja'Marr went out, they won every game while he was gone and covered. They've won, including these playoff games, I want to say 10 in a row. They were 8 in a row going in and they beat the Ravens to get in. Then they just beat Buff. And they won their wild card game. I want to say this is 10 in a row and they've covered
every time. And I just don't feel like enough people give him his credit. Nobody talks about Joe Burrow for MVP. Everyone's freaking out about all these other guys. And I'm guilty of the same thing. Yeah. So I'm happy for him. He's won us a lot of money, but we could have won more if we embraced how fresh and clean he is. So,
right.
I love Joe Burrow.
And that goes back to my thing last year when I said, get Cincinnati while you can. Cheat.
Yeah.
Remember I said that?
Yeah, like, you did say that. Six? You did
get
say
Get them
that.
While you can because they're going to start being favorites and that's not, you know, the cat's out of the bag and all that. Well, now it's really out of the bag because this game opened up at 2.5 Kansas City and now it's swung all the way the other way to 2.5 Bengals as a road favorite.
Yeah. And that lets you know the market has caught up.
And that lets you know that Mahomes is probably not 100%.
For sure.
This is what we talk about. This is interesting. And he's a likable guy, too. That's the most important thing, right?
Yeah, I just
was going to say he keeps himself out of, like, the muck and the everything.
Yeah, he's a leader.
Mm-hmm.
Stone cold leader. Yeah, I mean, I have one word senses for, like, some of these quarterbacks that we just saw. Like, Mahomes, ankle. It is what it is, right? He's not going to be flashing and he might throw some TDs, but he's not moving around and not doing all the Mahomes stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Jalen Hurts, I'm going to say healthy.
Yep.
Right? He proved us he's healthy. Purdy, young gun, no fear, right? Mm-hmm. Getting it done. Dak, choke artist is what it is. And then I get to Joe Burrow and I have one little ice cold. These are little things I jotted down because quarterbacks, as I always say, are the cusp of what's going to happen and how it's going to happen. You can't have a quarterback have a bad game and a team win. It just doesn't work that way. Quarterback's got to have a good to great game, including all of his surrounding people, not turn the ball over to win ball games. And the ones that do don't win.
I like your adjective of ice cold because I just feel like he never gets rattled, even when he was playing Alabama and LSU was
Clemson.
David versus Goliath. He's comfortable in those situations where the whole world writes him off.
Mm-hmm.
And then he just goes, okay, watch this.
Yeah.
There it is. Go Tigers.
Go Tigers. Yeah. Yes. Like, I mean, he also is a leader and he also people listen. And, you know, I'm starting to see that a little more with Trevor Lawrence too. Some things that he's doing, like these young guys, man, are staying out of the spotlight and they're staying out of the newspaper. And they're getting the job done.
I'll say that. As an old guy, I feel embarrassed of Brady and Rodgers. One guy has a man bun and he's searching for his identity in an ayahuasca cave. And the other guy has weird plastic surgery and Bitcoin eyes. And who knows what the hell that guy's up to. But they're not representing our generation.
Mm-mm.
And Joe Burrow and the young kids, Trevor Lawrence with his leave-in conditioner and his swag. I like all of it.
This is, we were saying at the beginning of the season, this is going to be probably we'll see a big handover of the like top of the tops. You're going to start to see the old ones start to retire. And now these are the new class.
Yeah. That's what happens when you get to that, when you get older, like Peyton
when
Manning,
time goes on,
you fall off a cliff. And I think that everyone made excuses for Tom Brady all year and said the defense and they're injured and the offensive line. He looked 45.
I think he's just an average quarterback now.
He looks 45. Like. So I want to know if I want to see what he looks like at 46.
Having said that,
I'm sure, I want to see that.
I'm going to tell you guys right now, I can't wait to see the look on both of your faces because there's big talk about either Brady or Rodgers coming to Las Vegas.
No.
It's a good thing we're not Raider fans.
A lot of talk on the street, dude.
No Raiders helmets back here.
I think I'd prefer Tom Brady over Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers just daggers me in the wrong spot. I just can't. He's just pretentious. And I can't with him. I can't.
So you rather take Brady than Rodgers? I'd
rather take Brady.
Okay, fair. What about you, Jay?
Brady, but I don't want to watch that guy. Yeah. I mean, you have to understand, especially if he comes to this town, I got to hear it everywhere I go.
Oh, yeah.
There's going to be a lot of people coming to Vegas.
It's not going
to
hurt me like it would, you know, I'm not a fan, right? It's not the Lakers. It's not the Saints. You know what I mean? It's not my team, but I'd have to hear, oh, can you believe that? And all the Raider fans and Brady. And then when it starts going down and the train starts going off the track, that's all you're going to hear in this city, dude.
Dare I say, Aaron Rodgers in a Raider uniform would be dope. He's got
Devontae Adams want to play like he ran from him one time. He ran away from him one time. You're gonna bring him to Devontae's table?
They have chemistry.
I
guarantee you, like, that's an instant playoff contender with Aaron Rodgers on the Raiders.
So to rewind your question, Brady or Rodgers, who do I think would be a better fit? Who do I think would take the Raiders farther? Rodgers.
Okay.
He's still very, 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 very capable at the top of his game.
Right.
He's just an ass.
He's a head case. The real question is, and I've been thinking about this, no presh, as the as the kids like to say. Fine. Is it 19-1 now? Yeah, it's 19-1. You're going for 20-1, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But you only have four teams to choose, and every team could win.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
These are coin flip games.
Yeah.
So I think this is your biggest test this week and I'm excited for it. So that's just me personally. I love the fact that you've had an absolutely stupefying win streak, but I feel like this is your hardest week to handicap.
Well, the pressure, I think, makes it the hardest. I think in her style, it's not right. Like, not how you come about your picks, but 20-1 is I'm not going to jinx it. 20-1 is
Jesus.
Crazy.
Every week, it's like this pressure to That's keep crazy. Building and building.
It's crazier every week. It's crazy. I would be
gotta stay humble. My
I'd have a Tesla right now.
Gotta stay yes. humble.
If I bet this every week.
Let's see. I don't know if you can rattle the money line mama. She's got a little Joe Burrow
but
in her
not
veins.
A Tesla because, again, I'm not picking like super underdogs or like left field teams that
you
are
got to fire away, though. Like the right money the line better lays 500 to win 100. I've seen parlay tickets of guys betting 50 grand to win 8 grand.
Sure. Yeah.
It's nuts. And sometimes they lose. But this what you're doing is
remarkable.
I'm not helping you, and I because thank God, because you would lose if I did.
No,
but I mean, these two games are both the favorites are both -2.5.
Okay,
as of circa this morning, both favorites are -2.5, Philly and Cincy, and both totals are 46.5.
That makes it easy.
And you've always said to me, Jay, like sometimes Vegas is just saying to you, please bet this mm-hmm. because they know if they make the Chiefs real enticing, everyone will bet the Chiefs.
Right.
And that's what I feel like. And if I'm going back to some of the stuff that you say like that in that realm, it tells me to bet Cincy because they're saying, please, come on. I dare you. Because they know that that's not going to be the case.
So let me ask you this.
And these... Very, you know, 2.5. It's like, come on, that's all they're just Vegas is going here. Go ahead.
But if KC gets a full 3, does that change the equation? Because if you get KC at home getting a field goal, that's kind of juicy, right?
Very juicy. And I put that more on Andy Reid than I do on Pat Mahomes or anything like that. Like, because that's juicy. That's like almost like disrespectful, but. I don't know. I feel like this is one of those, like we've had a couple this year. We had the one with Dallas and Minnesota. Why are they a favorite? And you know, all that. And it just kind of happened. And I just think this is one of those. And I was telling my boy last night, I was like, this is when they say, come on, you can do it. Bet the Chiefs, come on. And they take all that Chiefs money in to supplement all the sharps that are out there banging Cincinnati, banging the doors down on Cincinnati. And on that note, I also want to say my brother-in-law last year put a $100 money line bet to win $2,700 on Cincinnati to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I remember that.
A play away.
He put it on your baby registry.
On December 2nd, he made that bet.
Yeah.
And he almost cashed that in. So that's.
But why Cincy for him? Because he did he go to school in Ohio or something?
No,
or what?
Dude,
he just thought like.
To be honest, we were all getting ready that morning. I'm not speaking for him, but I'm just guessing because I've thought about this in my head. Where did he get that? Where did he pull that? He's a smart guy. But we were watching Cincinnati play Detroit the morning before my shower, and Detroit beat their butts last year. I don't know. Joe Burrow threw 5 interceptions in that game or whatever. And I was like, I can't believe these guys. They're better than this. They're losing to Detroit. And then when we went to the shower, he snuck out or he got it online in Colorado. I don't know. 2,700 to 1 to win it all. And he was a play away.
Yeah, he sure was.
He had a vibe. He had a smart, don't pass vibe. I like it. And here they are again in the championship.
Okay, well, before I say my pick, I want to hear, I know you've kind of been talking about it all, but I want to hear solidly what you two think.
This is just so fun. I can't believe it's almost over. This is like, but I could talk about this for 6 hours.
Well, let's try and like simplify.
It won't.
No, it's been so much fun. It's been so intense. It's a really good time to be a football fan and a football bettor. These games are crazy. Mm-hmm. And I told Jay, like after last weekend, I was exhausted. Because these guys are like leaving it all on the field. And like, you can even see Patrick Mahomes when they take him out of the game. He's so mad. And that's what you love to see as a fan. Like, unlike Aaron Rodgers, who's like, okay, fine, later. Mm-hmm. No off season training for me. These guys want to be on the field. They want to play. It's awesome.
It's fire. I do appreciate that. I just hope that Pat Mahomes isn't like sacrificing his ankle, his injury for what was to be a bigger game this week by going back out there and playing the second half. You know, Chad Henne took him all the way down the field, 97 yards, bop, 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 touchdown. and maybe, you know, don't think of the team. And I'm not saying he doesn't. I know he's a fired up guy, and he wants to play and win and compete. But if you're not healthy, don't go out there.
Well, wait till they announce.
A lot of hobbling, dude. One little crack, turn the ankle. He's not coming out of that blue tent.
No. The line right now, if they announce he's not going to play at all, this thing's going to go to 4.
I don't think they can do that. I don't think that they, because that'll just change the whole game plan. I think they have to cat and mouse this all the way to game time and make it a game time decision or whatever. But I think the Wolves out there will get a glimpse or a taste, and all the people with the binoculars that are watching the Chiefs practice and all that.
Sure.
They're going to get some wind on he's not playing or he is playing. And I for sure think that line's going to go to 3.
Yeah. They're going to shoot him full of tranquilizers in that leg.
Happy juice.
He's not going to feel that leg at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he's okay with that.
So getting into that, that's the late game. That's the finale, right? Yeah. That's the finale. That's the 5 or 3:30 game Pacific.
Okay.
So let's talk about the first one.
All right, do it. Let's get into it.
The only thing more fun than watching football is betting on it. Ready to make some cash?
Ladies and gentlemen, lock it up.
The 49ers and the Eagles.
I'm very curious to see what you feel about this, because this is a tough one to handicap.
It's tough because of the eye test. The Eagles rolled, absolutely embarrassed the Giants. Headline news. Jalen Hurts is okay. He's fine. He's perfectly fine. Don't even think about him. Shoulder, it's fine. Then you got that 49er game that if Dak Prescott doesn't throw 2 on his own side of the field picks, one was a tip, whatever, one was horrible, horrible throw. The 49ers might not have scored in that game. That defense was fierce. And I think Dallas might have exposed a few things on how to contain all that like trickery and all that Shanahan. And I think that the Eagles can too. And I think the Eagles, when they start rolling, it's like a train, man. It's like a train. And he has so many weapons around him. Not that Brock Purdy does not. I'm not going to say another word about Brock Purdy. The guy's won 10 games in a row. It's ridiculous.
I think he's showing his strengths.
He is not irrelevant anymore. And I don't even know if he wins the Super Bowl, what they're going to do next year with the other two. This is a Tom Brady situation right here, replacing Drew Bledsoe. This is like a Brady thing. And I think that the 49ers cannot afford, their defense is number one in the NFL. They can't afford any mistakes. They can't afford to get down trailing that game in front of the Eagles home crowd. And I think if the Eagles get rolling like they can with that running game, that's a bus that you can't stop. And I'm not going to say Brock Purdy's got it. Something's got to give, but something's got to give. And I think that in this situation, in this final championship for the NFC, this is when usually the home favorite wins. Usually in this week, wild card's different. Last week's different. I mentioned last week, every game went over. This week, every game went under. And so I think that now they're clamping it up, and now they're starting to play D. And now, like, wild card was sloppy, but I think San Francisco, from what I watched in the Dallas game, in a tight, like, playoff atmosphere vibe in San Francisco, it's going to be a lot different in Philly. And I think that it's going to be hard to stop. So Philly's been doing it all year. Philly was 11-0, 12-0, whatever. They're on that train. The train is rolling. It's going to go through Philly, and they're going to be in Glendale, Arizona.
Who's they?
The Philadelphia Eagles.
Okay.
T, what do you think about that pick? Are you going to surprise us?
I just want to hear from you two first.
Okay. All right. So
going to chime
but
in.
I'm just
Moneyline Mama's keeping it tight. Seal.
It's just there's very slim pickings right now. So if I
no, there is for sure. All right,
but
What she's saying is, I'm waiting for whatever Justin does, and I'm going the other way.
I like that. That's
advice. That's smart. That's why she's smart.
What if I'm waiting for Jason and I'm going to go the other way?
That's a strategy.
Because he takes dogs.
Jason's going to take Seahawks because you never know. There could be a replacement
if they weren't coming. I would take the Hawks minus 10.
If you fade either one of us, you're probably doing something right.
If you get a double like here, you know the answer.
Well, I'm gonna disappoint the double like fans of the world. And here's my handicap. By the way, Philly could obviously win this game. All these games are so tight. Flip a coin. But if I'm picking,
you love defense.
I like defense. And I'll tell you, there's something about playing to the level of your opponent. And I feel like the Giants did not show up for that game at all. They didn't give. Sure, Philly probably beats the Giants regardless, but it was a cakewalk for Philly.
It was a cakewalk, and the Giants' talent's not there. That's just a fact.
Whereas I think San Francisco faced a furious Dallas defense that was in Purdy's face the entire time. And I do agree with you, Jay. Like, when are you going to show us your Brock Purdy, Mr. Irrelevance? Like, when is that going to happen?
Yeah.
He threw a pick to Diggs, but Diggs dropped it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, let's not crown them just yet. However, having said all that, my handicap comes down to one comment made by Nick Sirianni, the coach of the Eagles, who said after the Philly game, after they boat raced the Giants, he said, you know what? Having Jalen Hurts back, he's like Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan, yeah. I saw that.
And I go, you just put the whammy, You don't ever say the name MJ. You don't compare Jalen Hurts to MJ. You just put the whammy on your team. And as I've discussed before, no team that has such an amazing record like Philly ever gets to the Super Bowl, let alone wins it. So I think the Niners, it's going to be close. It's going to be a dogfight. But as I've done all year long, if you're going to give me 2.5 points, I'm going to take the 2.5 points, of course, sprinkle on the money line because I think the Niners win this game. And all those things are not data driven. They're weird betting superstitious reasons. But I just feel like the Niners are coming out of such a hard match with Dallas. Like, they're at that level right now. Mentally, they're at that level to brawl. Whereas I think Philly's not at that level yet because they played a cream puff opponent and they might have to get up for this game a little harder. And when they see the number one defense come to town versus the Giants defense, they might be a little shocked.
No, I hear you. I hear you.
So
I just think that in this game, I think that, well, one of the things is Brock Purdy's been at home with the comforts of home and the comforts of fans screaming his name.
Hard
to
play
to go to Philly, dude. Yep. So, and the other thing I'll say is I'm not saying the guy's going to get cold feet because he's not shown me. I mean, everybody throws an interception. Even if he threw that interception to Diggs, so what? Everybody, you know, Burrow, whoever, Josh Allen, they throw interceptions. It's fine. He's not shown me once this season that he's scared.
Right.
Or that the pressure is too much for him. So I'm not saying that. But now he has to go to Philly. He hasn't had to do that so far, thus far. And now he does. And it's a crazy environment. It's going to be cold and it might be snowy. And yes. Do you think this game is going to be nip and tuck field goal to win it? Or do you think it's going to be a mistake thing that who turns the ball over the most?
I think
what's it going to come down to for you?
I think what it comes down to, and it's a great question, is Robbie Gould. I think he's got I think the guy has a better leg. And I think that Philly and the Niners, they don't really. Yeah,
which is important.
It's always down to the kicker.
Well, yeah, I think so in these close games. And if you line up for a field goal and it's a 50 yarder, like in the cold and the wind, you want a good kicker. So I also think that the Niners and Philly, they're not like throwing those Justin Jefferson bombs down the field. They're throwing over the middle. They're run. So I think it's going to be smash mouth the whole way. And it could come down to a field goal in either direction.
But can you remember in your head one weakness the 49ers have?
It's not their run defense.
No. Well, kind of. A running quarterback. A mobile quarterback gives them
Is fits. That true?
The fact.
Okay. Well, that's a good handicap.
This goes back to last year with Russell Wilson.
That's an important handicap.
You know, and when they play, because they play in that West, they play Russell twice, not anymore, but they play Russell twice. They played Kyler Murray twice. And it always was like, oh, those running quarterbacks give them trouble. Just remember I said that.
That's a great edge. That's a great edge.
So with that being said, I appreciate all the input from the Moneyline Mama here.
I'm soaking it all in, my
Eagles. Fly, Eagles, fly high up in the sky and lock it up.
All right. And I'll take the Niners and I will take the points and lock it up.
Ladies and gentlemen, lock it up.
Now moving on to the night game. You want to make your pick now?
No.
I tried to squeeze that in. Bengals, Chiefs. We already discussed Money Burrow. All their covers. This game opened at 2.5. It's gone all the way the other way to 2.5. Favored Bengals here on the road in Kansas City. From what I saw last week, the weather, it's cold, but the weather looked okay in Kansas City. It was nothing like what they just went through in Buffalo.
Sheesh.
But they're probably still trying to get warm after that Buffalo game. They're all by the fire right now. But this, for me, comes down to Patrick Mahomes.
Mm-hmm.
If this guy's good to go, put it all on KC. They don't cover big spreads, but they do cover and win the little baby spreads like this.
They're getting points
at home. This is like almost an auto play to bet the Chiefs at home. Joe Burrow has beaten Patrick Mahomes 3 times. He's going for his 4th. His only meeting with Josh Allen, he won. And if that game was played on Monday night, he probably would have won that one too. I just don't think a high ankle sprain is anything to shake your stick at, because it's hard to run around. It's hard to plant your feet, especially in crappy conditions. And I think that it's going to come down to, unfortunately, I remember when Kansas City played in the Super Bowl and the whole talk was, the offensive line was all dinged up. And we all thought Mahomes would still get it done. He'd still do it. He's Mahomes. And they got trounced. And that was against Tom Brady. This is, to me, kind of a deja vu. I just think if you don't actually acknowledge that this dude, the starting quarterback, MVP of the league, is banged up, you're crazy. So they're both great. They're both here. They both deserve to be here.
I just think
Pat Mahomes is hurt. So I'm going to roll one more time with the Bengals. I would even do an alternate
line
6.
Wow. You're very confident.
Which if you look it up, it'd probably pay $500-$600, 5-6 to 1. So with that and only that to be said, I love Andy Reid. I love Pat Mahomes. I love everything. Bop, 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 bop. I just think Pat Mahomes is banged up. And so I'm sorry to say, because he's had an incredible season, I think it ends here on Sunday. So I'll just say, give me the Bengals minus the 2.5. And that's what I'm thinking.
I like your handicap a lot. And your handicap hinges on the health of Mahomes. To me, when I watched that play last week, it looked like he broke his ankle.
Mm-hmm.
That guy rolled him up, and I just don't see how you snap back from that, even with all the horse tranquilizers are going to pump into that thing. I think that without his mobility, you take away his ability to improv and dump off and scramble and do all the fun Mahomes things that make him the MVP. You take all that away. And then again, Burrow went into the heart of the lion and snatched his heart last week in Buffalo in the snow in their white camouflage uniforms. And no offense to the Jaguars, not the same level of opponent that Casey rolled over the Jaguars. Chad Henne came in. They had a lot of things go their way. And if that Jaguars running back doesn't fumble, it could have been a different outcome.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think Casey looked all that great. And I also think the entire year, Casey's defense has been suspect to me, or sus, as the kids like to say. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to double like your Bengals for all the reasons we talked about at the top of the pod. the love for Joe Burrow, the disrespect he constantly gets, the Mahomes injury. And I'm also going to, besides the double like on your Bengals -2.5, I'm going to sprinkle a little bit on Joe Mixon over rushing yards, 54.5, because I think that he's going to have a big day. I think they rediscovered him last week. Mm-hmm. And I think they know that Mixon is the key to their success. And I think Mixon will have success specifically against this KCD. And I like that prop bet a lot. So double like on Cincy. If you're inclined, sprinkle a little bit on Mixon over his rushing yards and lock it up.
I like that because when if they are in the lead and they are trying to establish control and run the clock, they got to go late in the game, heavy dose to Mixon. He could get 30 of those yards in the fourth quarter. They just, you know, run and slow it down. And I like that.
Ladies and gentlemen, lock it up.
So yesterday I watched the replay of the live stream of Lisa Marie Presley. May she rest in peace. But they had a couple musical acts play at her funeral.
Axl Rose.
And we're not going to comment on the state of his voice these days. But without all the backing tracks, just him at a piano. If you're a fan of his, I encourage you not to watch the replay of that. Great song, great artist, but 60 years old, the voice is not as it was in the Troubadour in 1986. Having said that, I feel like Justin and I are Rat, Motley Crue, Poison, and we're the opening act for the Moneyline Mama, who's Guns N' Roses.
In 1986.
Yeah,
in their prime.
So with that said, you're going
with
for
no
20.
Further ado.
It's been the craziest season. I think personally, my favorite part of doing this pod has been watching you come up every week with a winner. And I can't wait to see what you have planned this week.
Literally no pressure.
No press.
I'll also say whenever someone talks to me about the pod, I don't know how you feel, Jason. It's never like, I liked your Philly takes.
They don't care about us at
They
all.
Say,
they're like this.
Dude, what is she on? What is she smoking?
It's the number one comment I get is, are you, do you guys have a pod? Because I like Tanya's pod.
Yeah. Yeah. Does she have her own show?
Are you guys also on it?
This guy I work with said to me, I'm just going to listen to what your wife has to say. Because he always says to me, he comes up, he goes, so what am I putting my money on this week? Shout out to Raul.
All right.
And he goes, I'm just going to go home and listen to what your wife says because.
Smart man.
Oh my God. Okay. Well, so we have four teams, two games. We already talked about them. We heard what you guys both think. I guess I'll just break it down. I tend to agree with you both on the Kansas City Bengals game. I think Kansas City is probably was last week the best of all the teams. But now that the fact that Patrick Mahomes is hurt, although it's the Super Bowl, no, I'll be fine. Whatever. You're physically hurt. And it was a pretty brutal injury. Obviously not threatening and not career threatening, but for right now, he doesn't have any recovery time. So that being said, I feel like this game is going to lean towards the Bengals. Which is wild to say because the Chiefs were just so good.
Of course. Mm-hmm.
But that's what I think on that. So I'm not going to really pick that game, but that's my thoughts on that game.
Ooh, okay.
I'm going to go to the 49ers game. I think this is going to be a closer game to answer your question from earlier. I think it's going to be bop, maybe a difference between a field goal or down to the last second. I don't think there's going to be any running of any clock. I think it'll be
a lot of scoring or low scoring.
I think it'll be, I don't know that part. Maybe it could be either way, but I think they're going to stay level with each other. Mm-hmm. And then it'll be a shootout at the end.
Get your popcorn out.
Mm-hmm. I just think it'll be a better game to watch. But that being said, both teams, if you look back at most of their difficult wins this season, they kind of have stayed on the same par with each other. So again, that makes it a little bit more difficult to decide or to figure out who's going to come out on top. But we've also had a bigger kind of season with Jalen Hurts. We've seen more of what he can do. I think Brock Purdy what you were saying, and also Jason, that he's the next big thing, but we haven't seen enough of him to like instill that confidence.
Love that take.
Fully. Kind of just based on the fact that they're both two really good teams. They're going to be in Philly. We'll see what the weather is going to be like. They're both really good teams overall. I just think I have more trust in Jalen Hurts right now. So fly, Eagles, fly.
You heard it here first. Get to the window.
Fly, Eagles,
I like
fly.
That take.
I think I'm going to settle with the Eagles. I think I'm also taking probably the first week or one of the first weeks where I'm taking maybe the more difficult decision game.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, this is a tough one.
So I'm also kind of been standing by the 49ers, but now I don't know.
This is a game you wish they were in the other divisions and they could just do this in the Super Bowl. Yeah. Really?
Well, and like, 2 weeks ago, I said that the 49ers can possibly win that game. They did. But then I also said that if they do, eventually they're going to have to play the Eagles. And that's where I think the road stops for them. So I stand by that. And fly, Eagles, fly. I think that's my decision.
Wow.
Hell yeah.
That's a little like, feel that in the air? That's tight.
Woo! That's tight as hell. And I think that Philly fans are awesome. The Eagles are awesome. They've been a great team all year. It'd be huge for that city and that fan base if they won. Yeah. So it's a great pick.
I think Eagles, lock it up.
Ladies and gentlemen, lock it up.
I mean, boom. What else do you need?
Boom.
Do you need an Uber? Do you need an airplane? Do you need a motorcycle? Do you need a bus? Whatever your means of transportation are.
Yes.
Get to the book.
Get there.
And bet the Eagles. You heard it here first. Run. Don't walk.
That's going against Jason. I think every week you and I have gone against each other.
It's probably true. And look at your winning record and look at mine.
No, it's a combined effort. We are a team.
I think we had a good year.
We had a great year. We had an absolutely great year. Yeah.
Yeah. So
let's recap on today's FNL. Justin says, fly, Eagles, fly. Take Philly at home against the Niners -2.5. I'm on the other side. I take the Niners. We both like the Bengals -2.5 now in KC. And I say sprinkle a little on Mixon over the rushing yards, 54.5. Moneyline Mama, Tanya going for her 20th win against one loss. She also likes those Eagles. Fly, Eagles, fly. And that is our show.
This is sad. This is sad for me.
Why? It's not the last one.
I know. We have a Super Bowl episode, which is going to be amazing. We have a lot of guests, ex-NFL players. We won't.
Tom Brady's going to make his announcement
Tom
on our
Brady's
show.
Tom Brady's going to let us know on our show if he's coming here or not. I just want to say to you guys, this has been a blast. It's been so much fun. The regular season and playoffs are over as of this moment. Next time you see us, it'll be time for the Super Bowl.
Wow. But
hopefully, man, we get this. We get to relive this. We'll put together a crazy highlight film of the year and all of our fun moments and all of our laughs and everything that we do together as FNL. And I just couldn't be happier to share this with you guys every week. Cheers.
Cheers.
Bye.
Thank you for supporting Friday Night Locks by clicking the like and subscribe button and leaving us a review. Thanks again for tuning in and see you all next week. Good luck at the book.
That is high tech right there.
I should put it upside down and see if anyone would notice.
Can we get a set dresser in, please?
That's definitely not centered, but that's fine.
That's all
right.
Put
my head right here.
You better send those refunds.